high school students heading back to the class in a part-time capacity next week, but concerns remain from the last time the scenario was used across the province. Wednesday, students will begin a modified scenario 2, comprising of online and inline instruction. A similar approach was used for a brief time as the February outbreak began to calm, but was later abandoned with K to 9 students heading back to class and high schoolers moving entirely online. The president of the NTA, Dean Ingram, says there are still a lot of unanswered questions stemming from the last time Scenario 2 was in play. He realizes changes have been made, but says they haven't seen the full plan and condemns concerns surrounding issues such as physical distancing and curriculum coverage remain.
The fact of the matter is we don't have indication that the concerns have been addressed regarding the public health guidance, how they're going to implement those, or that public health guidance has changed. I mean, the reality is we're now living with the B.1.17 variant, possibly of others, that have been reported to be more contagious, more easily spread in the system.